time for your Arizona Sports Starting Five. You can't go to work without knowing these five huge stories. Here's Doug Franz and Ron Wolfley.
Good morning, Vince.
Number five.
Number five this morning. How does this affect the National League West? It came out late yesterday morning, so we didn't get a chance to look at it. But if you didn't see it, on Monday, Hunter Strickland pitched in a third of an inning. That was it.
Yeah.
Gave up three runs in the top of the ninth inning. Marlins come back, and they take game one of a three-game series in San Francisco. And as he leaves the field, he punches a door. Hunter Strickland breaks his hand, and therefore he's out 6 to 8 weeks.
Yes. Well, the door, you knew, was going to win.
The highlight of this story, however, isn't even that. The highlight of this story is the quote from Bruce Bochy, who was asked about Mark Melancon, who signed a $62 million four-year deal to take him away from the Pirates to be the closer.
Yes.
Of which job he's lost.
Melancon.
Bochy says, quote, "Your closer is somebody who has to be resilient. And I'm not sure that Mark's at that stage right now."
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine
now,
that?
Now, he supposedly meant it from an injury front, being resilient. Yeah. Good morning, Mark Melancon.
Next.
Number four.
Number four this morning is NBA news. You got two stories you got to pay attention to because they could both include the Suns. Number one, Kawhi Leonard and Greg Popovich meet. What's weird is Kawhi Leonard told his group that he didn't want to meet with Pop at all.
Yes, right.
So why did he acquiesce, and why were you afraid to meet with him in the first place?
Yes, exactly.
Story number two is Dwayne Wade has come out and said LeBron James is going to the Los Angeles Lakers. Why does that affect the Suns? Dan Gilbert, are you listening?
Yeah.
If you accept this, the rebuild is on, which means you need to make a trade with the Suns.
I thought it was Chris Paul, Douglas.
It is.
Okay, you said Dwayne Wade.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, interesting.
You got it right.
Next.
Thank you. Good correction.
Number three.
Number three is Josh Rosen. An article on Josh Rosen describing Josh Rosen's comments on a podcast. Very interesting. Saying that he loves what he's going through right now with the Arizona Cardinals. And the fact that he can just open his iPad and get ready and study the playbook anytime he wants for as long as he wants. And he doesn't have to close it out
yes.
in order to get ready for a history test he embraces.
You know what I love about this? It's the work ethic that it speaks to for Josh Rosen. We'll talk about that. And not only that, it's leadership. And by proxy, a quarterback has got to be able to lead, period.
What I love about this story on Josh Rosen is very simple. You had to close up studying football to get ready for a history test. You went to UCLA. We can all pass a history test at UCLA.
Number two.
Number two this morning. Oh.
If you make mistakes, they're going to make you pay for it. I thought he was doing a really good job of managing the strike zone and pitching to contact. And Matt's not afraid of contact. I just think a few pitches got away from him in the wrong situation.
That's Torey Lovello to Fox Sports Arizona. And why does it sound like all things are pointing towards Matt Cook being the one out of the rotation now?
Yes.
Versus the other candidates, which are much better candidates to lose their job.
Fair or unfair, this is what we're going to discuss, ladies and gentlemen, and your calls, not next.
Number one.
And the number one thing you need to know about this morning, choose.
If you're the Phoenix Suns, you got to hit a home run somewhere. And this is the way you do it.
Yeah.
First of all, if you don't take DeAndre Ayton, you're just an idiot.
Yeah.
Does that mean you think you're going number one?
I know I'm going number one.
Yeah. Tomorrow, franchise altering day. So how do you feel sitting here before everything can change? That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.